Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. That four-year-old in Fort Collins, Colorado may be speaking for millions when, after listening to maybe a little too much campaign coverage on NPR, she started crying and told her mother why.
Just because I'm tired of Barack Obama and Mitt Romney.
That's why you're crying? Oh, it'll be over soon, Abby. Okay? The election will be over soon, okay?
Okay.
As Time magazine wrote, we are now all Abigail Evans. NPR has formally apologized to little Abigail, and we do the same, because with only a few more days to go and razor-thin races, we must check in. Rick Klein is senior Washington editor for ABC News. Rick, I'm sure you identify with poor Abigail. But the president back out on the campaign trail today, the first time since the storm, headed to Wisconsin, Nevada, and Colorado. Mitt Romney in Virginia today. And we are hearing, actually, Republican voters, I don't mean to mock here, almost sounding a little bit like Abigail, when they're talking about New Jersey Republican Governor Chris Christie and his effusive praise of President Obama. Is this going to have an impact?
It's one of the more astounding things that we've seen in the last couple of days for any end of an election, to have this very popular Republican governor embracing the Democrat, the Democratic president. It's very, very, very interesting to see this happening. But what I think is going on is, obviously, Chris Christie has his own reasons in terms of getting aid to New Jersey residents, but it is really working well for the president's message. He's been able to be out there and be president and be a bipartisan, even postpartisan leader at the same time that that's Mitt Romney's main message. So he's taken away a good portion of the Romney argument, and he's left the Romney campaign struggling for a message in the last couple of days. They haven't been able to break through in the last few news cycles. We're seeing things whirl back into action today, but it's not clear how he's going to gain traction with the message he's trying to push.
Well, sure. And I mean, we spoke to Ed O'Keefe yesterday of the Washington Post, and he said one of the reasons, and there are all sorts of reasons, of course, a governor would be effusive with a president when their state is in trouble. But he told us that governors like Christie have been applauding Barack Obama for 3.5 years for the reforms the Obama administration have put in place for tragedies like this one. And that seemed, we said at the beginning of this week that, you know, what's going to be tested here is these two competing opinions of the role of government. Mitt Romney, of course, and Paul Ryan talk about chipping away at government. And here we see a governor saying, no, we need the federal government.
That's right. It plays into the president's message so well. And, of course, there's always a downside when you have a natural disaster. Not that anyone would wish it to impose itself upon politics, but you can mishandle things. But the president getting high marks from even Republican governors has helped him, and mostly just being able to do his day job. I think even more than the more nuanced argument about the role of government, the idea of just seeing him in action and doing the job of president that Mitt Romney is trying to achieve, it's just a natural advantage for the incumbent, and it's not necessarily fair, but it is what it is to have to be up for a president, up for re-election.
Well, polls show that 70% of likely voters told your organization, ABC, and the Washington Post that they think the president has done a good job. But just speaking of polls, there's just so many of them now. Each campaign trying to seize on the little detail that they hold up, and just pick one. The Romney campaign, they say they're opening fronts in blue states: Pennsylvania, Minnesota, Michigan. They're critics say that they are trying to give the appearance of opening fronts, you know, so that you can then help open the fronts, you know, if you encourage people to think there is a chance. What is true going into this last weekend? And just very briefly, what do you think each campaign wants to do?
Here is the bottom line. If you look at the battleground states, the states that will determine the presidency, President Obama is up in almost all of them. North Carolina, the only exception in the key battlegrounds. So if it would take most or all of them to tip back toward Mitt Romney. Ohio, the most stubborn of those, the president has maintained a 4 or 5 point edge in all the public polling. So either the public polling is wrong, or the Romney campaign is going to need a huge surge toward them in the final days. I think what Mitt Romney needs to do is to bring it back to his core issue of the economy, start to get traction with his critique of the president. It's just not clear where those opportunities are. He lost several critical days this week because of Sandy, and it's through the campaign off a message, and I think that combined with these polling in the battleground states gives the sense of Obama closing strong, not Romney.
Well, Mr. Romney has had surges before, so we go into the weekend with that in mind. Rick Klein, a senior Washington editor for ABC News. Thanks so much as always.
Thank you.